Good evening and welcome to the April 8th, 2024 legislative session of the Salisbury City Council. In the event of an emergency, please remain calm and exit through the double doors to my left and down the hall to the right. If the hallway is blocked, then exit to the left, around the corner, and down the steps. Please do not use the elevator and let us know if you need any assistance. Public comments will be heard on any agenda, on any item at the end of this agenda. Please complete a form from the table by the door and give it to the city clerk. You will have 4 minutes. At this time, please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Seeing Pastor David McClendon's absence, we'll just take a moment of silence.
Okay.
Thank you. At this time, we'll direct our attention to Mayor Randy Taylor to read a proclamation on Fair Housing Month.
Good evening. Whereas April 8, 2024 marks the 56th anniversary of the passage of Title VIII of the Civil Rights Act of 1968, commonly known as Federal Housing Act of 1968, and whereas the Federal Housing Act prohibits discrimination concerning the sale, rental, and financing of housing, regardless of race, color, religion, sex, disability, family status, or national origin, recognizing that equal opportunity for all is a fundamental goal of our nation, state, city, and whereas housing is a critical component of family, community, health, and stability, and whereas the City of Salisbury has conducted an analysis of impediments to fair housing choice for 2024 and through 2028, which outlines strategies to provide fair housing, education, and outreach designed to increase the supply of affordable and accessible housing through programs, public policy, and regional partnerships. And whereas the City of Salisbury endeavors to make fair housing choice a reality for every resident, now, therefore, I, Randolph J. Taylor, Mayor of the City of Salisbury, do hereby proclaim the month of April 24th as Fair Housing Month.
Thank you, Mayor Taylor.
Mayor, why do we get a picture for this?
Picture with the boss. Looking good.
Thank you, sir. And joining Mayor Taylor is the Director of Housing and Community Development, Mayor Boda, and former councilman. So we thank you for your work, and we look forward to you and the work that you and your department will do to make sure we have a fair housing in the city. And thank you, Mayor Taylor, for providing that proclamation. At this time, we'll call City Clerk Kim Nichols to the...
All right, we'll have to adopt the legislation.
Could I have a motion and a second to adopt the legislative agenda?
So move.
Second.
All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 And the chair votes aye. Could I have a motion and a second to approve the consent agenda?
So move.
Second.
Was that you, Councilwoman DeShields?
Yes.
Yes, thank you. Good afternoon, City Clerk.
Good evening. On the consent agenda tonight, we have resolution number 3338 approving the appointment of Laura Toner to the Youth Development Advisory Committee for term ending April 2027, and resolution number 3339 approving the appointment of Margaret Lawson to the Friends of Poplar Hill Board of Directors for term ending April 2027. And that's it.
All those in favor of the consent agenda, please signify by saying aye.
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 And the chair votes aye. Do we have any of those individuals in the audience or on Zoom?
On Zoom, I don't believe so. Neither one of them.
Okay. Well, still on behalf of the city, we appreciate your work and we look forward to the efforts you'll provide in the city. Could I have a motion, and we'll call City Attorney Heather Conyer up to this. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Could I have a motion and a second to approve ordinance number 2859 for second reading?
So moved. Second.
Ordinance number 2859 is an ordinance of the City of Salisbury approving a budget amendment of the fiscal year 2024 general fund budget to appropriate funds to the Salisbury Fire Department. This ordinance is up for second reader. There are no corrections or additions or amendments to what was read into the record last week.
Thank you, Ms. Conyer. All those in favor of ordinance number 2859, please signify by saying aye.
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 And the chair votes aye. Could I have a motion and a second to approve ordinance number 2860 for second reading?
So moved. Second.
Ordinance number 2860 is an ordinance of the City of Salisbury authorizing the mayor to enter into a contract with the Maryland Department of Health for the purpose of accepting grant funds in the amount of $22,009 and to approve a budget amendment to the grant fund to appropriate these funds for the Salisbury Fire Department. This ordinance is up for second reader. There are no additions, corrections, or amendments to the version that was read last week.
Thank you. All those in favor of ordinance number 2860, please signify by saying aye.
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 And the chair votes aye. Could I have a motion and a second to approve ordinance number 2861 for first reading?
So moved. Second.
Ordinance number 2861 is up for first reader. It's an ordinance of the City of Salisbury approving a budget amendment of the fiscal year 2024 general fund budget and the fiscal year 2024 water sewer fund budget to appropriate additional funds required for field operations. Whereas the city has declared multiple pieces of equipment as surplus and the equipment has been sold through online auction, and whereas the city equipment was operated by field operations, housing and community development, and waterworks departments. And whereas the city's field operations, housing and community development, and waterworks departments desire to use the proceeds to assist in purchasing and repairing equipment. And whereas the funds will be instrumental in continued operations for field operations, housing and community development, and waterworks departments. And whereas the budget amendment as provided herein must be made upon the recommendation of the mayor and the approval of 4/5 of the council of the City of Salisbury. Now, therefore, be it enacted and ordained by the Council of the City of Salisbury, Maryland, as follows. Section 1, the City of Salisbury's fiscal year 2024 general fund budget is hereby amended as follows. Increase revenue account number 01000469200, sale of fixed assets by $29,013.57. Increase expense account 300000534302 equipment by $29,013.57. Section 2, the City of Salisbury's fiscal year 2024 water sewer budget is hereby amended as follows. Increase revenue account 60100469200 sale of fixed assets by $9,897.50. Increase expense account 82076534302 equipment by $9,897.50. In Section 3, the City of Salisbury's fiscal year 2024 housing and community development budget is hereby amended as follows. Increase revenue account 01000469200 sale of fixed assets by $1,202.50. Increase expense account 25200534308 vehicle repair by $1,202.50.
All those in favor of ordinance number 2861, please signify by saying aye.
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 And the chair votes aye. Thank you.
Thank you.
At this time, we'll move forward to our public comments portion of the agenda. Seeing two, we'll call Robert Taylor up to the podium.
Good evening, Robert Taylor, Salisbury resident. First question is, who cheated and looked without those special glasses this afternoon? Anyway, moving on to more important things. I've seen and found out that the city has filed a motion for reconsideration in the Salisbury Town Center apartment litigation. I don't understand why that would be. The developer has a very competent attorney who's raised many of the arguments, in fact, the same arguments that have been raised by the city's motion for reconsideration. Now, I'm both a member of the group that's in the court on that, on the other side of the developer, but I'm also a taxpayer. And why should the taxpayer be paying an attorney to do something that the developer's attorney's doing? I mean, you know, it's common sense. And I have a copy of what Ms. Patel filed. I meant to print out what the response we've filed, but I forgot to do it, and I'll send that to you. But I mean, this has all been argued, and she's arguing the same things, essentially, that were argued about a month ago in court. I've taken a look. As you know, I'm suggesting very strongly that you do separate research and development of your TIF policies and not just follow what MuniCap wants to do. They're essentially bottom feeding. They'll get good money for any TIFs that go through as one of the consultants. I'm familiar with that firm. But in the process of doing it, I looked at the village at Salisbury Lake and the zoning district that that's in. It's in a PRD that was set up back in, I think it was 2007, when the Salisbury Mall was up for redevelopment once before in a different project. And what that says is that the residential portion of that, it says the homes are to be many with garages in the rear. Now, I've looked at the plans, and I've got a copy, and I'll give it to Kim again, that they turned in, I think, from planning and zoning. And I don't see any houses with garages in the rear. In fact, what I see are houses with not just one garage door, but double doors. Like, you know, the big things you look at that just look like a whale's coming at you. And I mean, the other thing, it says it's supposed to be mixed use. There's no mixed use in there. It's all residential. I mean, they don't even comply with the zoning code that they're in. Here we go again. Now, the other thing I want to bring up is what happened at the Board of Appeals last week. From out of nowhere, it seems, there's been an effort to change the rules that would greatly restrict how somebody can come in, some group like ours, who have been opposed to the Salisbury apartment project, and state anything. And I can't believe it. I mean, the city attorney comes up with this stuff. Not this city attorney, but the other one, Ryan, or another one. There's so many of them, you can't keep them straight. Essentially, it would be directly contrary to a section of the code. The section of the code, it's 1712.120, and I'll quote some of the particular parts of it. At the hearing, any party, this is a hearing before the board, any party may appear in person or by agent or by attorney and testify as to any material facts. Any evidence which would be admissible under the general rules of evidence applicable in judicial proceedings in the state of Maryland shall be admissible in hearings before the board. Now, what they would do is put a rule in that if you haven't signed up within 10 days and presented your information.
Thank you so much, Mr. Taylor.
You can't say
anything. Thank you so much. We appreciate your comments.
Okay, well, on my way out.
Thank you so
I'm
much.
I'm going to give you all
thank
a copy
you.
Of that code.
If section. You want to give it to City Clerk, then that'd be appreciated. Ms. Lynn Bratton, thank you so much.
So I did not cheat, and I did look at it with my dark glasses. I don't know whether this is Lynn Bratton, City of Salisbury, forever and always. I don't know whether this is germane to the comments, but I would like to invite everybody to the Community of Players of Salisbury's opening production. We are at Warwick, setting up right now for Vanya, Sonia, Masha, and Spike, and it will be at Warwick, and it opens Friday. So support SBY Players. We took your tagline, sbyplayers.org, a few years ago, and we'd like to see a full house. Thank you very much on that. Tagging along on the TIF, there's a lot of commitment of finances to the TIF that would be paid off in incremental tax increases over the length of time as the projects are developed, and if they are developed. Otherwise, the city is on the hook for paying the bond fees and making sure that the debt service maintains its our competency as a borrower, and our bond ratings stay solid, and our ability to borrow for things that we need to do stay solid. So I just offer, again, cautionary terms of make sure you know what you're getting into. Everything can look good on the surface. Think with the end in mind, understand where you're going and what the outcomes are going to look like at the end. The other moment I'd like to mention is the comment about affordable housing. This is a wonderful time to say that, I think, because it's the month that we're looking at it. There are words that become catchphrases. Relevant was in the 1970s when I went to college. I got so sick of that term. Everything had to be relevant. And I think Ms. Sharon would probably remember that term. Today it's transparent. Tomorrow it may be some other term. But one of the terms we are hearing a lot is affordable housing, which is a term. Until you put definitions with terms, you don't really know what they mean. So I think we need to be careful, again, listening to developers who say we'll have affordable housing. I think we need to identify what that means, the percentages of that they mean to do. Is it going to be one unit that they will do on a sliding scale, and that will satisfy them looking themselves in the mirror at the end of the day? Or is there actually going to be some kind of rules that we're going to follow on that? I'm all for it. It's all good. But we need to understand what the rules are going in so everybody can play by those rules. And that's what I need to say. So thank you very much for your kind thoughts. Come see the show. It's supposed to be funny. We all need some levity in our life.
Thank you so much. Seeing no other public comments, either in person or online, we'll move forward to the administration and council comments. We'll start with administration.
Just reminding everybody, I used to give, when Muro was on that side of the table, I'd let him know every time Hops on the River was coming up. He was in the audience, but he's not here. Well, we have that great event coming up this weekend, so if you are interested in taking part, we invite you to be coming downtown. Also, before our next council meeting, will be our third Friday for April, which will also include a ribbon cutting of Unity Square. So we're looking forward to that coming online here in a couple weeks. We are nearing the end, so a lot still left to go, but we're looking forward to that coming online. So we invite everybody to that ribbon cutting, details forthcoming. And then just one quick thing about the TIF policy. As you may not be aware or not following, there will be a policy that will be presented, and then each project has to be presented and then be adopted based off its merit. So we don't put the cart before the horse by thinking about individual projects. So if we want to adopt a TIF policy, let's do that first, and then we'll look at each project individually, see if it even makes sense.
Absolutely.
That's all.
Thank you for that reminder.
I just want to say the marathon was a big success this weekend. Everybody that attended, we thank you for doing that. And again, to Perry, of course, my mic's not working great. Yeah, perfect. What Andy said regarding this weekend. So we hope to see everybody out. So thanks.
Thank you so much. Councilwoman DeShiel.
I have a list. First of all, I need to apologize because last week I thanked one of the police officers, Drewer, for being really involved with the flag football that's going to be April 27th. It actually it's the baby of our Sergeant Hitty. So I wanted to make sure I made that correction because they've worked so hard on it and they should have credit where credit is due. Speaking of the city police, I met with them last week. They have reached out to each council member to kind of make a connection and share their priorities. One of the things that I think will be helpful is, since I taught at Prince Street, that was one of the areas that Chief Mindshine is looking for some input. So hopefully there'll be a connection there with the families with the help of the principal. The airport commission meeting today resulted in my brother, myself, his wife, and Matt Kramer with our glasses looking at the eclipse. So the meeting went on without us, and it was a very short meeting. Wayne Strasberg came out and said, "Meeting's over. I'm going home to watch it at home." So Habitat, I want to a shout out for Molly with Habitat. There was a blessing of a home on Church Street this past week. There will be two more in May. And Craig Fautz, I hope I'm pronouncing it correctly, is having a cleanup. He's asking on April 20th if people show up at 9. It's not just you, Randy. Mine goes in and out, too.
Okay.
If you show up North Park Drive by the dog park at 9 o'clock on April 20th. He's going to be doing a cleanup, and he's extending an invitation to all of the council members to identify areas in each of our districts. And he's trying so hard with this, and credit, again, where credit is due. The other thing I need to, on a serious, sad note, as you well know, I'm very involved. I'm on the board with Hands and Hearts Ending Homelessness, and was in charge of the kitchen. Thank you to the fire department for making dinners available in April, because they sent so much in their first nights. This is the first year I've been involved with what was CESS before and now the homeless shelter for 12, 14 years, I guess, and specifically at Hands and Hearts the last 3 years since we became a nonprofit. This is the first time we've had one of our gentlemen actually submit a letter to us regarding the homelessness in this town. It breaks my heart that they have nowhere to go on Sunday morning. I realize it's more than just a simple, here, take it, but something has to be done. That's just my personal opinion. I feel very strongly about it. The letter came from a gentleman that I will not name, but who is he's 65 years old. He's what I call situationally homeless, and he was speaking on behalf of all the men. He pretty much prioritized benefits of extending operating hours to year-round service, increased access to service, enhanced safety and security, improved health outcomes, community cohesion. But in conclusion, here's what he has said, and thank you for me having more than 4 minutes. Extending the operating hours of the Hands and Hearts Homeless Shelter is a proactive step towards addressing the urgent needs of our homeless population and creating a more inclusive and supportive community. Providing individuals with access to shelter, support services, and resources during non-standard hours can help break the cycle of homelessness and empower them to rebuild their lives with dignity and hope. We urge all stakeholders to support this important initiative and work together towards a future where everyone has a place to call home. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilwoman DeShield, and I think we were all, between myself and Councilwoman Jackson, we were called to that community, and they voiced some of their concerns in person, which is a very tough thing to hear, but it was needed for us to hear that conversation and begin putting our minds and our solutions to clearly what is something that needs attention here in our area. Councilwoman Jackson?
Well, it's nice being back.
Good to have you back.
I would like to thank Chief Mindshine and the Salisbury City Police Department. Because we had a conversation about some things that went on in our area and the speeding up and down Parsons Road. Without hesitation, there was a speed monitor put in that area, and it stayed there for like three weeks to a month. And I really appreciated it because it did deter traffic from speeding, and it still has thus far. And it's gone. But I think that people got the tiff and the feel of not speeding, because there are children in that area, and a lot of children, and a lot of people crossing the roads there. And there was a crosswalk put there, but also, you know, you have to be mindful when you're riding through a neighborhood, and we do have a lot of traffic there, but at times that speeding is terrible. So we've come to a part where now we don't have it. And I live right in that area, and I can hear every car that speeds up and down that road. And for the last 2 weeks, I haven't heard such. So I'm kind of glad, and I thank Chief Mindshine and the police department for that. I'm also on the spill with Councilwoman DeShields. As the president said, I had the same conversation with this man, not a young man, but a man, and in homelessness. And you know, sometimes people are put in situations that they don't want to be in, and then there are sometimes people are in situations that they put themselves in. Yeah. I just want us as a city to be more mindful of the homeless and the homelessness that we have, having the village, Ann Street Village. My question would be, how many of those are vacant? How can we supply and demand for the homeless? I'm not going to say nobody ever expects to be homeless because we don't know when. It just takes one paycheck. Just one. Just one paycheck to put you in a dilemma. So I would like for us to concentrate on the Ann Street Village and also finding places for these, not only gentlemen, because we have women who are homeless as well. So I need our city to concentrate on this and make way for our homeless population. Because when I go over to the Acme and they're laying out on the street or laying on the sidewalks, it hurts my heart. It really does something to me. So, I mean, some of you may feel a different way, but I feel as though that we should, if we want to help anybody, we talk about fair and affordable housing, then we need to start with our homeless. That's what we need to start with, making fair and affordable housing comparable to them. I thank you so much for your time and glad to be back.
Thank you, Councilwoman Jackson. Councilwoman Gregory?
First, I just want to, Chief, I want to thank once again your folks at the EMS. They are, as always, incredibly fast, incredibly professional, and always do an amazing job. Once again, had to call for their services this weekend, and, you know, 11:30 on a Saturday night is no fun, but, you know, they're always fantastic, and I just, once again, thank you from the bottom of my heart. I do want to address, you know, revisiting the Mitchell Landing discussion, I would like to draw attention to the fact that, you know, revisited the December 20th, 2021 meeting. And in that meeting, Councilwoman Jackson specifically asked what the profit was for Mitchell Landing on this deal. And Mayor Day explicitly said $0. In that meeting, he explicitly said it. So I just want to clear the air. You guys are free to go look that up yourself on PAC 14. They have a YouTube channel. You can go look it up. A few events outside of Hops on the River, which is a great event downtown. Love it. It's a lot of fun. Highly recommend. Weather looks like it's going to be good. But prior to that, that morning, if you're interested, Salisbury NHS is working on a rental series seminar, and the first seminar is this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. You can go to salisburynhs.org to sign up. Before that, this Thursday, Poets on the Plaza at Salisbury headquarters this Thursday at 6 p.m. Come on out. It looks like it's going to be a fun time. Always love seeing that. And just to remind folks, on the 20th is the Earth Day celebration at the Salisbury Zoo from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. So that's always a fun time as well. So there's a lot of great events now that the weather is warming up. I'm excited. There's a lot of great events going on out in the community. So there's no shortage of things to do here.
Thank you, Councilwoman Gregory. Councilwoman Jackson?
I do. I have to thank the mayor and Michelle for attending the National Vietnam Veterans Celebration that was held the 29th. It was a very, very well put together event, and there were a lot of Vietnam veterans with a lot of stories to tell. We had Joe Cipollo. He's a senior vice commander for the state of Maryland. He was one of the speakers, and we had, I want to get his name right, Bill Cecil, who is writing a book for Vietnam veterans. Wow. He wants them to tell their stories. And I also would like to thank Councilwoman DeShields and Ms. Lynn Bratton. Ms. Lynn attended late, really, but she did come. She did come to our Easter egg hunt, and our councilwoman, she wrapped hot dogs, she did candy, she did everything. And this is what it means when you come together as a community and support one another in any community, any district. That's what we should be doing, and I really appreciate all the help that I have received from anybody. Thank you.
She didn't mean that, Ms. Bratton.
She was.
Yes, she was. I saw you there.
Better late than never.
That's
yes.
Right.
Yes. Well, yeah, we, as always, want to thank everyone for their public comments. Thank you to my fellow council persons and the mayor and everyone for suggesting the events. I have no other events, I think, to suggest, but I'm excited for the warm weather to be coming and for us to have a lot more events. That's what I really love, Salisbury. I actually had the opportunity to visit across the bridge. I believe it was in White Marsh, that area, I believe is the city, but it's near Owens Mills. And there was I had dinner at a place that reminded me of what Unity Square and what this area will be like. And it was so nice to see you just go to one place, and there were families there enjoying themselves. There were young professionals. There were kids out there. There was one section. They had a greenery. They had sprinklers. There were different restaurants, bars. There were movie theater. I was like, this will be Salisbury in a couple of years. And it was so nice to see so many people enjoying that. And this is what we're here. Again, it's at times it can see, it seemed like a far distance, but it was great to see what Salisbury will be for all of our residents to enjoy in the future. I want to thank and also echo my fellow council members for the fire department and the police department and all the allied agencies who helped out this past weekend at the Salisbury Marathon. I thank all those persons who are courageous enough to run a 5K or 13.1, what is it, kilometer, whatever? I don't know. It's too big of a number for me to do just right now, but I will do that in the future. So thank you all for your help, and I know it was a big effort in all the allied agencies, so we appreciate you all. And also, I think it was great that we all, a community effort, but I can see when I was at my office, seeing everyone, I was up on the roof enjoying the solar eclipse and just excited about that. Again, another instance where, again, it's something small, but you can see the community, everyone just looking up for just a second, just trying to see the eclipse. And it was a great sight to see all of Salisbury out enjoying something for, you know, that's something that it kind of brings us together. So, and I'm glad we all survived the eclipse. I know that was a thing. And it was, yeah, so we appreciate that. And it looks like
Mayor Taylor had it. I forgot to mention one thing. This Wednesday, we're going to have our first of a series of Beat the Mayor. Wednesday night, 5:00, it'll be downtown. I'll be down at the headquarters building at 5:00 to whenever. So, thanks. Good.
Yeah, thank you for that. I know folks are excited to ask your questions, and thank you for that effort in providing a public platform for people to ask your questions. So, seeing nothing else, this meeting is now adjourned, and I'll call for a motion to convene in closed session to. Number one, to discuss the appointment, employment, assignment, promotion, discipline, demotion, compensation, removal, resignation, or performance evaluation of appointees, employees, or officials over whom this public body has jurisdiction, or any other personnel matter that affects one or more specific individuals as authorized by State Government Article Section 3-305, Subsection B, and 1. The topic of discussion will be the selection of the finance director.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 And the chair votes aye.